The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Ferguson, Arcini, and Tillian have been excused from a call of the Senate.
I have a prayer by the chaplain. Let us pray. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hath we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? We pray and thank thee, O Lord, that this greatest of all governments, of, by, and for the people, shall secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. May this be the will of God, and let us say, Amen.
Amen.
Messages from the certification of the previous day's journal by the secretary.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 16th legislative day and Senate supplement number 8.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an affidavit
that the
journal for the 16th day and Senate supplement number 8 be approved to certify.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce one of the foremost ear specialists in the country and one who worked on me and fixed me up, Dr. Beal from Anchorage.
Any further introduction of guests?
Mr. President, we won't hold that against you.
The fact that he's a doctor, the fact he's from Anchorage, or the fact that he worked on Senator Bradley's ears. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house.
The house has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution number 5 by Representatives Rode and Malone, relating to the construction of the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project.
Community Regional Affairs and Resources.
House Bill number 59 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to handicapped individuals and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services. There is no fiscal note attached to that. Perhaps the Vice Chairman of, Senator Sackett, you're back. If you think it has any fiscal implication, advise me.
House Bill number 64 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board.
Judiciary.
There are no other messages from the House.
Have we any communications?
We have no communications.
Do we have any standing committee reports? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, on the standing committee reports, I move and ask unanimous consent that the joint rules report on session compensation for temporary employees be held over to a date certain of Monday, January 31st.
Is there any objection to holding over the employee salary report joint rules until Monday? That being the case, so ordered. Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 83 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the transfer of commercial fisheries entry and interim use permits.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 84 by Senator Croft, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Commerce, and I don't know if that's Senator Croft, does that have a fiscal implication? I couldn't tell whether it did or not significantly.
Not that I know of.
Again, I'm going not to refer to finance unless it has a clear fiscal implication or unless requested by the finance chairman on some of these bills in which it's questionable.
Senate Bill number 85 by Senators Ray and Curtula, An act providing for instructional units for supplementary programs under the Public School Foundation Program and providing for an effective date.
Mr. President? Yes, Senator Ray.
Previous to your referral, this is the exact same bill that passed this House last year and passed the entire legislature last year and was vetoed by the governor. Possibly, if there would be no objection from the Hess chairman, perhaps you could send it directly to finance, which that was the main problem with the governor found with the bill last year, financial.
Does the Health, Education, Social Services Chairman waive referral? The bill will be, therefore, on the request of Senator Ray, will go directly to finance.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Senator Crofts.
With permission of the sponsor, I'd like to request that my name be added as a
sponsor.
No objection. I'd welcome anybody else.
Any other sponsors?
Senate Bill Number 86 by Senators Curtula and Ray, an act relating to real property tax exemptions for senior citizens.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 87 by Senators Curtula and Meland, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska for a study to develop the technology for use waste heat generated by the pipeline for agricultural purposes and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
There are no other bills.
We have no calendar today. Any unfinished business? Senator Sanadeus. Senator Curtula.
President, seeing you on the gallery, and seeing the gallery is Dwayne Carlson, and it's a friend of mine.
Is there any objection to Senator Crofts adding his name as a sponsor to Senate Bill 86 by the author? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk, will make the notation. Any other unfinished business?
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I don't know if this is unfinished business, but it's a report of the Joint Senate House School Committee on the members' allowance policy. It's open for discussion.
I think it would be an appropriate time to discuss it, sir.
Well, I think it's very commendable in certain areas. Although I do find one or two questions in my mind as far as the mail and the allowance employees or legislators may handle mail or mailboxes. It's my understanding that your secretary or administrative assistant is not allowed to pick up the mail from your box.
Senator Ziegler. Senator Ray.
Finance.
Absolutely not. That, you know, the rule has been that all messages and so on and so forth had to be by identified by an author, a member of the legislature, or approved by someone. And then we decided to make the approval of the sergeant of arms. Senator Curtula?
Same subject. That's the one thing I found objectionable to for the last many, many years, like 12 or 14 now. I, someone that's been on my staff has picked up my mail. I don't see what the problem is there. I don't know of ever having lost it, however. That's the only thing I ask, if they'd be allowed to go in there and pick up the mail.
If I could volunteer, I recall. It seems to me as in the Joint Rules Committee that someone suggested that staff of one member took notices out of the boxes of other members in the same from the same areas because they didn't particularly want them to know about certain events or announcements or something of that nature. Then there was a question also about staff generally hanging around in there. And I think that the consensus, and the chairman of the joint or the rules committee can correct me, but I thought the consensus was probably the easiest way to handle that problem is to keep staff out of there and let members walk by and on their way to their office pick up their own mail, just blanket.
What you're saying then, Mr. President, is that if somebody wants to steal it, they let the members steal it.
I think that's the idea. If there's any theft, we'll know where it came from, or we can limit down to 60 people.
Well, that may be all well and good. Of course, for the last 2 years, I think every morning, my secretary made his first morning's coffee. Mom, Joel,
I would imagine that an exception can be made for such similar situations as such that you're talking about there. Any further discussion concerning the lounge policy? Is there any further unfinished business? Are there any announcements? Senator Poland? Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, today at 1:30, the House Finance Committee and the Senate Finance Committee will be meeting in the Governor's Conference Room for a review of the revenue forecast coming from the administration. Now, with the situation that Senator Poland has mentioned, what I'm going to do is call a meeting at 1:30. However, we will not be taking up any matters until resources have adjourned at 2 o'clock.
Any other announcements? Senator Holman?
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary at 3:30 in room 647. The bills will be posted.
Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, Senate passed at 3 o'clock. Senate Bill 38, Senate Bill 54.
Senator Curtula?
Bill of Conflicts on State Affairs will not meet today. The time will be posted tomorrow.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
The Republican luncheon at noon at the Capitol Room of Fairmont.
Senator Ziegler? Yes, I was going to, at the conclusion of the announcements, see what the nature of the business was. Senator Ray?
Legislative tour of the new City Center will depart today at 2 p.m.
pre-opening tour for anybody who wants to go on transportation will be provided.
Any further announcements? Well, we'll have a committee chairman's meeting, 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, immediately upon adjournment in Senator Bradley's Commerce office with his consent right at the end of the hall. It'll be a 5 minute meeting immediately upon adjournment. Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.